Or Lechof Tes Cheshvan Tuesday night. Starting Shmaitza Gimel.
Nobody ever ventured here before. Most people start Shmaitza Aleph, peter out in Perek Vav. After they finished at Shmaitza's Terrace on Tukfa Koyen, then they peter out. We have very chashuv a guest here.
I know, I'm trying to make a chashuv tea, but it's getting into a disaster.
Okay, this is Paro. I think it's Paro. Paro Badatz. Kol HaMoitz Badatz. Okay, so the first Shmaitza was about Sveikus. The second Shmaitza, I'm not sure how to characterize what the second Shmaitza was about. No, Rove is going to be the fourth Shmaitza. The second Shmaitza was a continuation of Sveikus, a lot about Cheskus Momen. The second Shmaitza was really Cheskus Momen, and the Moshe Bachavel of Araya, and really Chaz... Kola Noilat Sofik Bershuso, all of Araya. I don't know, what was Shmaitza Beis about? The Shmaitza Beis was not a chid. It was not a chid. It was about a lot of different things. It was about Chazoka.
It was also about Rove.
And it was about Rove. And it was about Bari.
Bari of Shema.
It really tackled the end of the first parak of Tzumas. The second half of Shmaitza Beis really was a chid. It was all about the sugi at the end of the first parak of Tzumas with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And if she's Nemon or he's Nemon, if she's Nemon or not, to be Machshir of Lad, and the Gemara at the end of Hamadir.
According to him, it's Cheskus the Goof, Cheskus Mamun, and Bari B'Shem.
Okay, that's as good as a characterization as any. Cheskus the Goof, Cheskus Mamun, and Bari B'Shem. I think it's a lot about Kol HaNoila Tzofik B'Shus, all of Lohavi Raya, that you saw. Okay, Shmaitza Gimel is about Chazaka, purely about Chazaka. And really, the whole beginning of Shmaitza Gimel Perek Aleph is the Gemara Nida. We're going to sit here and learn. Wait, did you take anything? Please. So that's it. I guess we have to go back to the Mishnah. Shama Yoime Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaiton. Right? Let's chazer over. I'll be milchix in one more minute.
Okay,
brother. I was watching my watch today.
And it's a little messy, but you got
it. You really should get the fork.
Are there forks available?
You know what? Maybe you should get forks. It's really not fair.
No, the bottom part is dirty, but the top
people
want
to eat it. Yeah. Go into the office. On top of the refrigerator is paper goods. Make sure you lock the door when you leave. You can't leave that office open. Okay. Okay, Shama Yoyme Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaita. That's a woman sees Dam. Lamaisa, there is definitely the possibility that there was Dam that came out of her womb and hung around the body before it came out of the body. And it could even be a couple of days sometimes, okay? Or it could be certainly a few minutes. So, like, how do you judge that? So Shammai says, we're not choshesh. We assume it's instantaneous, or pretty much instantaneous. And dayan shaitan means literally it's enough. The sho'ah, it's enough when they saw the dam. So now they're tomei. You don't go retroactive and do anything or say anything. Hillel oimer, Hillel is the opposite extreme. What? Yeah, I'm not sure. When the stain's metame, there's also a discussion if you go to Mafrey or not. A stain is more chomer because a stain came out of the body and could have been there and you didn't notice it for a long time. That's a whole different thing.
Wow, double check.
So ironically, thank you very much. So ironically, although a stain is only midirabbanan metame a woman, not metame midiraisa. Probably because there was no hargosha, right? She didn't feel it oozing out, or she didn't feel anything, and the possibility that the dam's from somewhere else.
Well, we also had the case where she lent her baguette to somebody else.
Yeah,
and then
I'm just saying the irony is that although it's only midrabbanon, it's actually more chomor in that we achoshesh retroactively much more than for dam, because. Because that could have been around a long time. You just didn't notice it. Here we're talking about dam that you know when it came out. The question is, did it, you know, did it pop around the body? And the male she was tummy, not retroactively, it's not really retroactive. A woman's, the dam's matami a woman as soon as it leaves the womb. So, what?
That's not funny.
You know why it's not funny? Not only is it not funny, Chazal call it the kever. So you call it the living womb, and Chazal call it the kever. So Chazal call it the kever. Why does Chazal call it the kever? Why? Because it's taka. What was I talking about? I'm going to call it. Mason. The blood comes out of there and is born and is alive. So that's like the kever in the transformation sense. The blood is like reborn or born. That's the kever, and it comes out of the kever and it's alive. What?
Matthew Asuri. It's also Matthew Asuri.
A lot of amazing things on a fetus. That's the Gemara in Brachos, the David HaMelech.
Like a baby is born, he's like basically
counting to die.
When a person dies,
it's
time to live.
So, it says, Al Karcha Chatanoila, Al Karcha Chatanoila, Al Okay, Hillel goes to the other extreme. Hillel says, you told me from the last time you checked and found yourself Tohar. The women used to check much more often than nowadays. Nowadays it's in fact insisted on that you check as little as possible. So there, first of all, the bodies of the women have become much more sensitive, and they're much more likely to even precipitate a Riyas Dam. Koshkin and Petza is so common that women have wounds on their body and the skin gets a scratch on it. I don't know, their bodies are not as strong as the frontier women, I guess. When they gave birth and, you know, 2 hours later they were back in the fields. Plus, they eat a lot of junk. Then they try to exercise to make up for the junk they're eating.
As we eat the junk.
Plus, they were dealing with tyrus the whole time. They were eating truma. They had to make sure they were constantly checking to make sure it wasn't so much lebalehen, but it was more because they were eating truma or carbonos. Or going into the Beis HaMikdash. So they constantly check to make sure a tomei person that eats carbonos is karis. Tommy person that eats truma is Misha Gidei Shemayim. So they had to be careful, plain and partial. A woman, to us it's a question of Issa Veheta. But with Mantra is a Mikdash Kayim, and they were careful about tumma. A woman is constantly in a state of flux, going from tumma to tyra, from tumma to tyra. Really, I say it's almost an unimaginable way to live. If a person that's not frum, I compare it in my mind, a person that's not frum, when you describe to him Shabbos, he thinks like, you guys are crazy. How do you live? You go in a car, you can't answer the phone, you can't cut toilet paper. You guys are nuts. And like you're in a prison. You're in a prison for 24 hours, you're in a prison. Kids take a smoke. You can't do anything. You can't text. So I imagine. But we laugh, Baruch Hashem. You know, we know it's just not like that. It's very nice. Very nice child. Very peaceful. I always think of Tum and Tyra the same way. Your wife's a needle. Sits on a chair. The chair's tummy. Any man that sits on the chair now, and it's an avatumah, it's not a rishon l'tumah. Any man that sits in the chair now is tummy. And he also can't eat truma. And if he touches anything, he makes a tummy. And if that food touches truma, how do you live? How do you live? Anything she's... Did they have special chairs? I don't know. With all the archaeology, I never read that they came across, like...
How'd you make the chair taller then?
If you wanted to make it taller, you had to dip in the mikvah. Now, what happens if you have a nice antique wooden chair? You ain't dipping it in the mikvah. I don't think it would ruin it. Does water ruin wood?
Unless the wood was treated, it eventually will, yeah.
Can't imagine how they lived.
They put the beds in the mikvah, you know that's an outcome.
I imagine they would laugh, though, at me. This is the guy laughing, and I'm from a person that can't imagine living Shabbos. Or even a not from person I imagine can't imagine the Isser Nida of a woman. Also, what the, you can't handle the car keys, like...
Dark Nashi.
No, it's not really, how do you live? But you do, you just fit into the pattern, and you like, you know, once a week you're not going to answer the phone, and in Mela no one's going to call you, because your circle of friends are from. With a need that's takahada, but then you get used to it, and you know, for half your life, okay, not inside to come out to half, usually, but sometimes it does. Yeah, and it becomes very natural.
You run into that all the time in the Goyish world. If you have a Goyish job, you know, and they do things on Shabbos and said, you have to be on call. I said, not me, the building could explode, don't call me. You know, I don't care.
Anyway, they lived like that. Now, look at Hillel. It's like, Pekita la Pekita, you know what that means? A woman checks herself and she's tohar. She still has to be careful not to sit in a chair. She still had, like, I don't know what chair she sat in. She sat in a regular chair. Then according to Beis Hillel, it was so machmir.
The chair would have already been coming.
That retro. Retroactively, that chair's going to become tummy. The next time she sees Dom, they go all the way back to the last time she checked.
It's a little... separate houses, doesn't it, Mark? Some women have separate houses, they don't need it.
I don't think they live in those separate... They live in those separate houses,
right,
maybe.
Right down, right? I'm sure knows better than me.
They
have like a separate place they go.
Don't go that far, or else in Israel they'd have to buy the chafs in two houses.
Yeah, but look. But what did they do according to Hillel? Did they go to that house or not? Like, is it so? I can't even imagine Kita with Kita. Let's say it's 2 weeks. Okay, so the answer is that they. The scenario of Hillel, the Gemara will say, was women are checking themselves every day. So it's not as radical as it sounds, but Lemaisa, if they didn't, then it's Mepkita Lepkita for the last time they checked themselves. You have to be Chayshir, Dom came out immediately as soon as they finished checking. The Chachamim Maimrim, a middle ground a little, like a Divrei Zeh, like a Divrei Zeh, Ela Me'es Leis, Me'etas, lessens the time of Aliyad Mepkida Lepkida. In other words, it's not going to be more than 24 hours, even if the Mepkida Lepkida is more than 24 hours. Well, Mepkida Lepkida Meme'etas Aliyad Me'es La'es. And if she checked herself less than 24 hours ago, so certainly, that seems to be possible. You don't have to be Chayshish. Certainly, you don't have to go from before she checked herself. She checked herself and she was taller. I don't even know if that's a chiddush. Okay, that's the Mishnah.
But it's always going back until she checks herself, because even if she checks herself and she sees Dom, it still goes back to the last time that she was Tahor.
Till the last time she checked herself and she was Tahor.
Right. So.
Oh, she checked herself, she was Tahor, and then she's Tahor. Okay. Okay.
Is this, I don't know if I probably said this, I missed it. This is one of the few places where Hillel is more Machmir than Shammai?
Yeah, I think it's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Shammai and Hillel are not necessarily. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. My time at the Shammai. Kosovar Hamadisha al Cheskosa. Vision Becheskos Tahira, I made this good old Cheskos Tahira. Maybe you have a suffix that you became Tommy immediately. Maybe you have a suffix, how far back do you go retroactively? But you always have the saving grace of the Cheskos Tahira. Good. The Hillel. What? The Gemara does not talk about it as a Cheskos Tahira. It talks about it as a Cheskos Tahira. Cheskos Tahira, the Cheskos Din. We will see that some Rishonim understand it to be a Cheskos Aguf. Because Nida is a sort of a bodily defect, because it's an illness. Some say Adarab, but it's always so much Maitza Aleph, that since a woman is constantly becoming a Nida, so it's not a Pagam in the Guf, it's not an aberration. And besides that, you would not have a Chazaka, Cheskos Aguf, but we do talk about a Cheskos Tahira, because it's a legal Chazaka, not a Cheskos Aguf. The Hillel, we're learning without all the fancy stuff, like Tysus and all. The Hillel, the Amar Hamidaber al Cheskoso, Echad the Lesley Reyos of Migufe, Avalitzo, Kiva the Migufe Fukokazio, Leamrinon Ukma Cheskoso. Rashi learns, top Rashi on Bezum and Bez, that a woman is always a Lula to see Dam. She's always, it's part of a natural process, so there's no chazaka. Lukach, ain wa cheskos tahira.
Okay, maybe. But according to the cheskos tahira, you're looking for a change in the status quo.
Right, so he's saying since the status quo, it's a natural process that the status quo is always changing, so it's not really a status quo. She's always going like this. Torah Tmeya, Torah Tmeya, Torah Tmeya.
As opposed to a cheskos
tahira. I think it's even stronger than a tzuyla status. The natural process is lehishtanos. Tzuyah lehishtanos just, it means, I think, that it's just motzu, it's just kama. Here it's more than kama, it's like built into the status quo that it's going to change. It's like...
It is the status quo.
Yeah, the change is the status quo. That's what Rashi seems to be saying.
We knew
we got
the
Shmeis,
that he wanted to say that a Shmeis
time is the Kazak. Yeah,
we're learning
Shmeis. Right, we're bringing the Shmeis. Okay, now we're starting the Shmeis. Well, not yet, we're going into Gemara. Now the Shmeis picks up in the Gemara. Umayshno mi mikvah. Right, good old mikvah. We know the case already from Shmeis Aleph. What's mikvah? The Tanan. Mikvah shenimdad v'nim tzachotze. Right? You know at one point in time it was 40 saw. Now you checked it out, it's not 40 saw. Kol tayra shenasu al gabba v'mafreya bein b'shus ha-yachad, bein b'shus ha-rabba, bein b'shus ha-yachad t'meos. Meaning it's not, that's a pella. It's not even treated like a sovik tumor b'shus ha-rabba fek l'tor. You treat it like a vaday tomei. Even the mafreya. L'shamai kashi l'mafreya. Why don't you go basa chazaka? The mikveh had a cheskas sholei. The mikveh was a cheskas sholei. So according to Shamai, we honor the chazaka, and we don't do anything with mafreya. So according to Shamai, it's a sure.
Right now it's kash on the mikvah.
We want to know, according to Shammai, what's the difference. If Shammai doesn't argue on this Mishnah, we want to know the difference. Why does Shammai follow Chazaka and is Matar the woman in our Mishnah? And here he doesn't interject and is Matar because of the Chazaka of the mikvah.
We need to know know there's two players. That's all I'm saying. You're the interplay between the kashrus of mikvah and the tuma and the person going in.
I don't know what we know yet. Meanwhile, we're having a kashrus on Shammai. Why don't we follow the cheskus, the chazak of the mikvah? Yeah, but we're not talking about cheskus hagdol. Remember, we're going the Loshna Gemara that Anita is a cheskus din, cheskus tahira. So the mikvah has a cheskus tahira. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Cheskus kosher. The cheskus din, that it's kosher. L'shamay kasher l'mafreya, l'hilil kasher vaday.
What's the chazaka by the mikvah?
What? That it's kosher.
Maybe it was always missing.
We know at one point in time it was 40 saw. Mikvah shenimdad benim tzachasa means we know it was a kosher mikvah at one point in time, and now it was measured and it was found to be kosher. Lehilel kashivada, dilu me'es la'esha benida toilin. Shammai never said. Hillel never said it was Vaday Tomei, they said L'chayshi. We're crazy. It's only a Suffolk Tumma, it's a toilet, you don't burn the Tumma. Why Oichlin, but below Sarfin. Avilu Hocha, no, the Lamafreya Tumma of Beis Hillel is only treated as a Suffolk. There's no reason to treat it as a Vaday. Why would we treat it as a Vaday? It's a Suffolk. But here it says that we burn it. Not only do we burn it, but the Gemara could have asked, I guess, Rishus HaRabim also. So you don't say something Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Feiko Tohar. You see, it's treated like a Badai, not like a Suffolk.
But is a mikvah truly Rishus HaRabim?
I think it means, Rashi says that's what Beim Rishus HaYal, Beim Rishus HaRabim means, whether the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim or not. That's what Rashi says. Beim Rishus HaRabim, Beim Rishus HaYal means whether or not the mikvah is in Rishus HaRabim or not. Shamei kasha l'mafreya, but according to Beis Hillel, kasha l'meis l'eis. Right, why is it vaday? The Gemara answers, hosom shum dika l'meimah hamei tomei al cheskoso. Ve'em maloi tova. There's a cheskos tumo. So you follow the cheskos tumo, and you say it's vaday. Like every chazok all over Shas, even though you have a suffix, but after the din chazok, it's vaday. So here it's such a vaday, it's a cheskus tuma, and that's a chazokah. So now we treat it as vaday, and we would even we would burn any tyrus because of the cheskus tuma. Yes, the din is a cheskus tuma. Adaraba Hamid Mikwal Khaskasai Viemaloi Khasar. Wait a second, there's an opposing Khazak. So it's a Khazak against the Khazak. Why are you so sure? Why do you understand and you accept that here the Tumma is Vadai and it's from Afreya because of the Khazak, the Khazak's Tumma, but you have a Khazak and Negdis, an opposing force, an opposing Khazak.
Should put it back of the
Khazak. Cheskus Tyra of the yeah. Adaraba Hamid Mikvah Cheskos of Yemeloi Choser. The Gemara says Rei Choser Lefonecha. There's a Reis on that Chazaka. Hachanami Haredam Lefonecha. So here also let it be Vaday. We're going back to that line of attack that we want the Damnida to be Vaday. So Hachanami Haredam Lefonecha, if that's what it takes.
Why is that a reyusa? That's a normal time.
What?
Why is the dam a reyusa? That's a normal time to get down.
No? It's a reyusa on the cheskus tyra. You want to go with the cheskus tyra of the woman.
So that's
called
a reyusa
on the cheskus tyra. Are dam lefanecha? You see, she became tamei. You see, the chazaka changed. The teretz is we say. You can say there's no stira between the chazaka and the harei dam lefanecha because you say she just went down now. Achanami, hashlehu the chaser, but by the mikvah also maybe it just became chaser now. How do you know? The Gemara says, Also Mikul Meimer Chosu V'Also. The mikvah doesn't all of a sudden lose, you know, 7 ounces at one shot. It was slow leakage. So it's not as if you can't say, the Pasha Sakamara is, you can't say it happened now. This is a process. It took a, obviously you have no ground for smile.
A guy comes out and he picks the water with him out and that's what happens.
What?
Well, when a man comes out
is
of
that
the
what it says?
A woman comes out of the mikveh, the water on that person.
I don't think you have to say that. There's always leakage when it goes. It's imperceptible. Eventually it builds up. I don't know how they tie all those things. I mean, now the modern day mikvehs even deal with that problem. It goes through the tiles, no matter what it goes through. There's a small, very, very rare, like a taka. There's always a small amount of leakage. Whether that passes the mikvehs is another question. Hocha mikol meimah chazoi v'oso, chazoi v'oso. Okay, let's stop here. I don't want to get too focused. We're not going to learn for a few days now. So, we're going to have to go over this anyway. To whatever degree you prepare the Gemara, it'll be very helpful. You'll be able to. The Schmeitzer goes with the whole Gemara down to the Ebay, and down to Gimel Amar Aleph. Right? Here's the Ebay the same one. The Ebay the same one? Yes, to the Gimel Amar Aleph. To the middle of the Bible, that's where he goes to. So it would be helpful. We're take the cover to see him. I guess we're taking a break for a week. Until I have, it's almost certain I have to go to much earlier than I thought. I don't know, I'll be in touch with you, but maybe we should just take a midwinter vacation. We'll start the Schmeitzer next.
Today we start a gym.
Wednesday or
yeah.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Is it the same?
Party? Yeah. Thursday, we're learning Thursday. I thought we would learn tomorrow and Thursday, and I scheduled my team for that.
But not next Wednesday. You,
I'm going to land at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to happen. There's long games. My wife has to buy out the whole amazing savings.
Do you have any members who would be interested in joining our
family?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm telling you this. Give this to the wife to take home.
No.
No?
Thank you.
I'm ready to somebody else in the house who might be.